got him on. You know, the cost of everything from petrol to electricity, it seems to be going up. So Facebook's partnership with Cell C to launch its Express Wi-Fi service in South Africa is certainly welcome news. Now, Express Wi-Fi is part of Facebook's global initiative to spread internet connectivity and offers affordable Wi-Fi bundles to subscribers. Now, in its design to complement mobile data offerings offered, providing low-cost bandwidth, etc., etc. But what does it all mean in English? You know, you hear all these things and all these words that people use on a regular basis, but what does it mean for you, the ordinary person on the ground? Nizam Harris, Managing Executive in the Western Cape for Cell C. Nizam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kino. How are you doing?
Good, good. We'll talk about your load shedding headaches a bit later, but let's talk a little bit about this partnership with Cell C and Facebook and what the offering actually is.
Yeah, look, it's an exciting partnership for us. I think it's going to be exciting for both Cape Town and broader South Africa as well. And we've launched yesterday at UWC. But really, what's at the heart of this project is really connecting the unconnected within South Africa and taking affordable, super-fast internet to all South Africans. That's really at the heart of this project.
And how is that going to work? How is it going to be rolled out? Who will be able to access it, Nizam?
Everybody and anybody who has a Wi-Fi device, a device that can connect to a Wi-Fi network. So it's really a Wi-Fi network, which allows anybody with Wi-Fi access to be able to connect to that. And it's a public access, open access network.
All right, so then where would we be able to access it, though? Because it would be wonderful if you could walk anywhere in the city, anywhere in the province, and you are connected to the Wi-Fi.
That's exactly the intention and the plan. So the first site that we've brought up live publicly is now UWC on campus itself. So currently it's 23,000 students that has access to this facility and service. We are converting the city's existing public Wi-Fi hotspots into Express Wi-Fi. And if you remember, we signed a memorandum of understanding with the city last year, late October, to take Express Wi-Fi across the city. So we're now in discussions with the city to sort of map that way forward to be able to roll that out.
Excellent
across the city. So literally where you can have Wi-Fi connectivity anywhere and everywhere you go in Cape Town.
So I could walk in the middle of the street and have access to Wi-Fi?
100%. That's exactly it.
What's the technology behind that?
Carrier grade type of technology.
Say again, explain to us the technology and how that works.
So seamless carrier grade technology, it's super fast, really high quality Wi-Fi connectivity. You know, typically our public Wi-Fi hotspots that we've been used to, accustomed to, it's not really great. You know, it gives you not the best type of quality. You're not always connected. You leave a certain space, you walk 10 meters to the left or to the right, and you lose this connectivity. And when you catch another AP and you connect again, you then literally have to log in and sign in again. With this technology, that's not going to happen. It's going to be seamless. You're going to have permanent connectivity as you're walking down or up long street, for argument's sake. You know, and you're not going to feel it. You log in one time, you connect, you're on it, and that's it. As long as your Wi-Fi is enabled on your device, you're going to have connection. And super fast. I mean, we tested at UWC yesterday. And just to give you an idea, I did a specific test, and I got 181 megs of download speeds, which is pretty fast.
Wow. And no logins, no cost. But then how does that affect a carrier like you, where you make a lot of your money off data?
100%, and obviously we've got to look at it from a business model perspective, and we have put in what we believe is a sustainable business model for us, for the specific model, to actually provide the service and most of the service free to the users, you know. So what we are guaranteeing is a minimum of 100 megs per day. To give an idea, at UWC currently, we're providing 200 megs of free data per day.
I mean, 200 megs.
And the idea is to make it completely free. Yeah, 200 megs is 6 gigs of data per month.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
200 megs per day, it is 6. Yeah, not fully. But I mean, it's quite a lot, actually. But it would be wonderful. And I hope we'll reach this particular point where you get unshaped, uncapped data available anywhere in the city for people. So business people come here, they want to sit on a park bench, do some work, download something, etc. It would be great to get to that particular point.
Yeah, 100%. So we're working closely with the city to, sort of get the sign-off on the rollout across the city so we can deploy it in these places and throughout the city. You know, one of the things yesterday, like at the launch, we actually spoke to a couple of the students, and one of the interesting facts which I think really spoke to this project was one of the students mentioning that he's actually spending more time on campus now, and purely because he's got this great connectivity on campus. And he said, I don't have this connectivity at home. So I'm spending more time purely because I have this connectivity, which tells me people need this.
Absolutely.
We're crying out the full connectivity, and that's really what this project's about.
Really impressed with it. Nizam Harris, Managing Executive for the Western Cape Cell C. Coming up, Professor Sylvester Chima, Associate Professor and Head of Programs in Bio and Research Ethics.